That's good.
It's recorded again now, right?
Joe Booth always had everybody ready to go at every opportunity.
Welcome to the 55th edition of This The Gooner podcast, recorded immediately after the previous one on the Monday after Arsenal stuffed Blackpool. Thanks as ever to our sponsors, Goonershirts.com
and the Hampstead Village Voice.
The website and newspaper for your quality unofficial Arsenal t-shirt requirements and George Graham interviews. I'm your host, David Udoh, and still with me are Don Sebastiano, Mark Ollington and Steve Ashford. So, without further ado, Cesc is staying. But his statement and subsequent programme notes have been less than forthright in asserting his commitment to the Arsenal cause. Mm. How do our panel feel about Cesc? Should he be captain and do we all expect him to leave next summer? Steve Ashford. Basti, your thoughts?
Basti.
Okay, they probably were less than forthright. I want to say something completely different. They were a bit less than forthright because he probably will be going to Barca next year, I should imagine. I think we've got 1 year left of him. If we get two, we'd be doing very well. But I don't think he's done anything wrong. I think the press, the media, especially the Spanish media, who've hyped it all up, they've got it all going and put him in a Barca shirt and everything. And it's very hard to do on a second take because we've said all this already. Someone didn't press the record button, so I've got to say all this for the second time. But the bottom line is that
Joe, come back.
Bottom line is that the British press have just hyped it up, made a massive thing about he's going to Barca, and then when he stayed, they just say, oh, incidentally, Cesc staying at Arsenal. You know, it's just media hype, all that bollocks. And the bottom line is,
if you believe that, you'll believe anything.
I think Cesc is just sitting there. Of course, he's a professional footballer. He's been over here for a few years. He's done a great job for Arsenal. And, you know, if he wants to go, then he wants to go. But he's not done it in a dishonourable way or anything. And he's going to stay another year. Right, let's enjoy that. Make the most out of it. And who knows, we might even win something. But it also, very finally, if he had one or two other decent players to play with him, and no disrespect to players like Diaby and stuff, but, you know, there is disrespect to Diaby, because if he even learns to pass the fucking ball instead of dawdling about with it until someone nicks it off him, or players like Danielson, who just aren't really, like, world-class, you know, he wants to go and play with Sebastian Schweinsteigers, which he won't get at Barcelona, but he'll get fucking Barcelona. The bottom line is Cesc is a world-class player, and I think we're a little bit just below being world-class ourselves at the moment. So I don't actually have a resentment against him wanting to go and fulfil his dream and be the best player in the best team in the world. And unless we go out and buy those world-class players and become that, and Barca becomes our feeder club, then good luck to him.
If he's so obsessed with Barca, why did he fuck off in the first place?
Well, he's fucking born in Barca, wasn't he? He's a Barca guy.
Is he so obsessed by Barca? If there is big love, if there is huge passion, he should have stayed him in the first place.
He's not obsessed with them. It's just his hope. Look, imagine it puts you on the other foot. You're born in Islington. You play you go in the Arsenal youth thing. But you're not picked for the team. And Barca say, do you want to come over and play for us? What are you going to do? That's rocket science, isn't it? Like, lovely weather, gorgeous birds, great food, sitting by the pool all day.
Agreed.
Or sitting on the fucking Northern Line, coming in and doing a podcast.
Why don't they come back to Arsenal?
Well, then he's just, you know, he's going to go back and see his mum and dad and have a glass of red wine, isn't he?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Steve, I get the impression you're less than enamoured with our captain.
I agree totally with what Basti says.
However.
Most of the time about Cesc, you know, wanting to go because we haven't got players. But I think he did do wrong in the summer. You know, by having that press conference and calling all and sundry, you know, that's more than just a media hype. When he said, he's spoken to Wenger, he's told him he wants to go, and now it's up to Barcelona. I mean, I don't really think that Cesc would be here now if Barcelona had come in with a £50 million bid, or even a £40 million bid. He would have gone. Now he's here reluctantly for another season, he doesn't want to be here, we're stuck with him. You know, great player, I understand why he wants to go and all that, but I wouldn't take the captaincy away from him because he's the best we've got. But I'm just hoping his professionalism gets him through this year to the best of his ability.
It will.
That's quite sensible for Basti there, Steve.
Yeah, that's my word.
He's a world-class player and that will make, you know, he will play very well for us.
You have no worry or concern that he's not going to do what he did against Villa last season, for example, where he was plainly injured but came on, changed the game, scored two goals, and then hobbled off again. You have every confidence if the same situation arose, he'd do it again.
I'd rather he didn't. To be honest with you, if a player's not fit, he shouldn't be on the pitch.
No, but
the passion and drive he made.
Yeah.
Willingness to fight. Even though you might have a few injury niggles, you're there because you want to get behind and play for your team.
I think he loves Arsenal.
Protect himself for his Barcelona next season.
I think he genuinely loves Arsenal, and he's an Arsenal man, but... blood runs thicker than water.
If I can just say as well,
we're as a fair, really.
If he's got the hump with someone or something about the transfer not happening, I just hope that the hump isn't with Arsenal. Because if he thinks we're going to sell him for 30 million,
It 20 million, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. When, what, 28,
29 million, million was the bid.
When someone like James Milner has just gone for 25 million.
His deal worked out as about £30 million pounds if you take into account Stephen Ireland.
Mediocre compared.
Why Fabregas? The Spanish media would expect us to sell him for nothing just because he used to play for.
Results. No, I think Arsenal did really well actually. Yeah. They just stuck their finger up at Barca's offers and said no, he's got a contract. So, and I think we did very well to keep him. I don't think he's going to be resentful. He's quite a grown up bloke and he's going to get on with it. He's going to do his job and do it well.
If anything, he should be ringing up Barcelona and saying, "Look, you fuckers, unsettling me." You know, making me go with all that grief with the Arsenal fans and the English media, and you bid up.
You won't step up the cash. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's not what the Spanish aren't like. He'll just say, "Basta."
I mean, one thing you mentioned, Basti, was in order to keep him, we need to start going out buying these world class players, becoming a world class team, winning not qualifying for, but winning the Champions League, winning the Premier League, and turning Barcelona into our feeder club. I mean. The stumbling block and probably the thing that will stop that from happening is the current manager, Arsene Wenger, who puts a youth before purchase policy firmly in place and recently signed a new contract. So we have at least another 3 years of this. Steve, what do you make of another three years of Wenger rule?
Oh, that contract.
Yes.
The one that he said to me, he's getting a bit worried that they might actually give him the elbow.
Yeah.
So he quickly went to Gazidis and said, quick, sort me our contract.
It is strange, isn't it, how previously he's like caught everyone sort of, I'll sign it when I'm ready, I'll sign it when I'm ready.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden he'll sign whatever was put in front of him. Another 3 years of Wenger rule, what do you reckon?
It's difficult, isn't it? Very difficult. Because people say, who would you get instead? I've always said... Every top club. Every
you said Neil Warnock.
Has got man. I like Neil Warnock. I think he's brilliant. He was on.
You said Steve Bruce the other week.
I enjoyed everything he said.
Steve Bruce, Lee Catamole playing centre midfield for Arsenal.
At the end of the day, Wenger's not perfect. I've always said that, and I've got my issues with him. I still have. But it is difficult to see who we would get instead of him.
Yeah, who's going to be better?
Yeah,
Dennis Bergkamp.
A manager who can't fly to European away games.
Don't think about that. That's a very good point, isn't it?
That's the only reason he's not manager of Ajax.
Never knew that. It never occurred to me. Dave, you're quite clever at times.
I do try.
So the only issue, when you say to someone, don't like Arsene Wenger, wouldn't mind it if we had someone new. And then someone immediately says to you, okay, who would that person be then?
David Moyes.
And when you go David Moyes or Neil Warnock, they go, you're having a fucking laugh, aren't you?
Yeah,
and to be honest, they're probably right.
Who wants Neil Warnock?
Him! Yeah. Steve wants Neil Warnock.
No, stop it.
Neil Warnock.
Paddy Kenny in goal for the Arsenal.
Oh, you watched the Mighty Rangers come up this year. You watched them do
a... I'll keep you on top of the league.
To be fair to Wenger, I think is... has he really been given the funds? I mean, have the club...
They keep saying,
oh, there's 100,000 to spend, or a million, or there's this and that, and there's all these figures flying around. Has he really got... I mean, if he wanted to go out and get the best, has he really got the money?
Yeah, he's got the money. He hasn't spent a penny this year so far, or last year.
Yeah, I know, but maybe that's because the board are saying, well, actually, we've got all the stage of improvement.
They can afford £4 million for Arsenalisation, can't they? But they can't afford £2 million for a keeper. They've got millions of pounds.
How much was
there?
The clock? The debt's new
gone.
Clock.
The debt's gone.
£4 million the clock was.
It wasn't £4 million.
The debt's gone
down. I could have made that out of sticky back plastic.
The debt's gone down from £300 million to £100 million in about 2 years. You're not telling me they couldn't have spent £40 million out on players.
How much have we spent actually on players?
Net or gross? I mean, we've laid out £8.5 million for Koscielny, and we got Chemak on a free transfer. Skilacci is about £5.8 million, is my understanding.
Which we get £6.5 million for Eduardo.
We got £6.5 million for Eduardo.
What about Gallas?
Jay Simpson went for £1.2 million. Gallas was a free transfer. He was out of contract. Sylvester was out of contract. But having said that, Gallas was on £85,000 a week, and neither Chemak or Koscielny are touching that. So again, we're probably up. Over the course of the summer.
So we haven't really actually spent any money.
No.
Right, so that's my point. But
that's not. I wouldn't say that was necessarily down to the that. I think that is Wenger. Not
well, I think it's down to
money.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the best players. I mean, in the World Cup, the best players that you really want, they're just not available.
Schweinsteiger's not available. No. David Villa just signed for Barcelona.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think the very world class players, the Ronaldo's, the Kaká's, the Messi's,
Schultz's.
The two players that went to Real Madrid. Mesut Ozil and the guy beginning with KH.
I didn't rate Ozil that much.
Oh, Khedira.
I mean, they were excellent players. And when I was watching them in the World Cup, I was saying, get in straight away, get those two. Real Madrid got in instead. But I'm not saying we might not have had a chance if we'd got in a bit earlier.
Absolutely.
Now, if we'd have got those two players instead of Real Madrid, who's to say we might not have won the title this year?
Absolutely.
But for the sake of 40 million, we're going to lose the title again. That's my issue with Wenger.
Yeah,
good manager, but won't push the boat out that little bit further.
In fairness and deference to him, he did mention before the start of the season in an interview with the ever-brilliant Amy Lawrence from The Observer, one of the few Arsenal supporters in the press.
And how? I read a thing about by the other... God, she was all over us like a rash.
Absolutely.
She's Arsenal through and through, that girl.
And she dyes her hair bright red as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Proper MILF territory there. Yeah. In an interview with her... she's about 40.
No, she hasn't got a mum. She's not a mum, though, is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she's got two kids, yeah. I saw her on Upper Street once. Either that or she's a paedophile feature.
Bloody hell.
Arsenal MILF.
So do you fancy Amy Lawrence, is what you're saying?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I've always fancied Amy Lawrence. I remember when we won the double and I was singing Highbury Sunshine and we were out on... I sung her Highbury Sunshine on Highbury Fields. It would have been romantic, but she gave me a funny look and made me feel very small, and I walked away.
If you're feeling very small, mate, you're sure.
No one likes being serenaded if the guitarist has got his cock out.
I didn't actually have a guitar; I was playing my cock.
Anyway, in an interview with Amy Lawrence, Arsene Wenger said, "I've said it for the last three seasons, but in all seriousness, now is the time for this team to step up. If they don't, I will have to go back to the drawing board and start again."
So, did you say that last year?
That's exactly how I felt when she rejected me.
And Arsene, if you're listening, you know, love you.
He does love this.
Every year you say to us, judge me in May, right? How many more Mays are we going to have to judge you without a trophy?
It's a fair question.
He does say judge me in May a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
One topic that has shaken the marble halls, are rumours emanating out of Hampstead that the Don is no longer watching televised away games. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Is there any particular reason?
I watched the Liverpool game.
All right.
And I've decided that's going to be my last televisual feast of away games. I'm going to get on with my life and get the result on teletext or some such thing.
You're gonna
have a late night and then I'm going to watch Match of the Day. It's too much stress. I can't do it. Even the radio, listening to it on the radio, just absolutely... It hurts. I'm either going to go into the stadium and watch Arsenal play, and I can't listen to those fucking ITV twats.
Oh, Clive Tills and Jim Bedley.
And Sky's even worse. I mean, they're just like, but worst of all, I've got to say, it's watching Arsenal. You know, the way it's the same, like Liverpool, the same as the end of last season, starting again. I mean, I almost made that decision after the 2-0 up, 3-2 down.
Oh, the Wigan game.
Wigan game, yeah.
Throwing your toys out of the press.
I can't do it to myself.
Because they keep losing, I'm not going to watch them anymore.
I want to live to 64, you know, and I'm not going to do it watching Arsenal away. I will end up with a fucking heart attack.
Is it the broadcasters? Is it the team? Is it all of the above?
It's all of the above. It's little things like Diaby hanging on to the... It's us at the edge of the area. It's us at the edge of the area going from left to right and left to right and left to right, then losing the ball and then trying to go back and then starting all over again. And then the ball being given away stupidly and, I can't do it.
Possession and lose 1-0.
And then the 91st goal, it's like, oh, I'm pulling my hair out. I just don't want the torture. It's like, would I go and torture myself? I'm all right in the stadium because I can stand up and shout and scream. But also watching it in pubs and things, neutrals. Watching it with neutrals.
Oh, that's the worst.
Now, you know what? And they start, some Chelsea fan chucks his tuppence worth in. Or worse still, a man called Tottenham fan or something. And it's just, I don't want to put myself through that.
But Basti, isn't that what being a football fan is all about? Most supporters of most football clubs don't have the Arsenal highs winning trophy after trophy. They go through mid-table mediocrity, relegation.
The rookies do.
Most supporters don't get the joys that we've had.
In the officer's mess now. I'm a colonel. I've earned my stripes. I've done this for fucking 36... No, hang on a minute. Tell a lie. 39 years I've been doing all this suffering.
Surely, to experience the highs, you've got to go
I've done it, trust me, I'll still experience the highs. I'm just editing out a few lows because it's just too much fucking hard. It's too painful. I don't want all the unnecessary pain.
No vegetables, just having like chocolate cake every day.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just enjoying the vegetables.
And what do you think you're going to do when
you're not eating the vegetables?
No, I am. I'm eating the vegetables.
You're not. I am.
I'm just eating sushi, right? What I'm doing is I'm eating sushi. It's match of the day, right? It's a little sushi rather than the whole big three-course meal.
So the whole Sunday roast is gone?
No, it's just...
There's no bento box.
Well, also, no, if you've got a Brazilian girlfriend, you just don't have the time.
What, because of the sex?
No, we play football, me and her, at home.
What kind of football?
Well, a little fluffy ball and we kick it around the bed.
Oh my God, I don't think we want to hear this. Moving on.
I tell you what, I wish I had a fucking arse now. Jesus Christ.
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm a 45-year-old man. And there's a certain age you mature.
You're 45.
And you edit out the things that you don't want in your life, and you take in the things that you do. And there's a point where you say, I don't need the grief. I don't need the grief of standing in a pub with a bunch of Chelsea fans or whatever, or whoever it is, having a go.
Well, stay at home and watch it then. Get Sky like everyone else.
I'm not spending money giving Murdoch my bloody money. I don't even have a television at home. Guess what? I go round to a mate's and watch Match of the Day now. I got rid of my television because there's so much shit on television.
It's a waste of time.
There's
answers to that, isn't it? I bet you really gave you that question now, Dave, aren't you?
I'm trying to hang myself in my shoelaces. I wish I hadn't worn fucking Velcro.
Ask us any questions.
Balancing out, Basti, I'll still be watching all those away games and I'll still be loving every minute of it. Win, lose,
cheers, Steve. Cheers.
Maybe it's because I stopped drinking. You see, it's all right if you've got a couple of beers behind you because that'll soften the blow. But when you go all sober, your only little hit's a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's just too nerve-wracking.
It's my decision.
Yeah, it's my decision. Definitely.
The real big news that has shaken the marble balls over the course of the last couple of weeks has been the announcement of the Arsenal fan share scheme.
No.
Where you, yes, that's right, you can buy... A share, a 1,000th share of a share in Arsenal Football Club for just £10 a month plus a £20 joining fee, £20 administration charge and a £50 exit fee.
£40 to have your name on your seat.
Yeah. We'll come back to that in a minute.
You have your name outside on the floor in the Arsenal thing.
We'll come back to all this in a minute.
I'm not spoiling yet.
But Arsenal fan share, will any of you be investing? I think I know the answer to this. Mark Ollington, will you be investing in Arsenal Fanshare?
No. my brother sent me this email and goes, "Here, Mark, look what they're doing.
We can buy the club. Yeah, we can buy the club.
We can be just like Barcelona. It's going to be brilliant. The fans can run the club." I thought, oh, fair enough. Let's have a little look at this. You can own 1,000th of a share. And if you're lucky, you'll be picked for the general meeting every year out of 10 million people. You might have a chance of making it. If you want to do that, brilliant. It could be great. But I've got better things to spend my money on rather than 1,000th of a share. A whole share.
Sky News.
Yeah.
Well, Sky Sports News, it costs money now, doesn't it? Indeed. But it's not for me. I just think owning a thousandth.
Yeah.
What's the expression? Can it be
1,000th or 100th of a share? 100th.
Even 100th, 1% of a share. That's not much of a, is it? That's one little tiny bit of the pie.
Basti, our resident socialist, surely power to the people.
This must be a complete bunch of mugs if we think we're going to get anything out of it. Well, you might as well draw yourself a little certificate, say, I own a share, and stick it on the wall. You might as well do that, because it's going to have exactly the same, you know, and save the, how much is it?
£20 to join, £10 a month. £50 exit fee, is that right, Kev?
Exit fee? Well, you've got to pay to get out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm sorry, it's a complete rip-off. Just to get another rip-off.
What happened to the £1,200 we paid for our bonds? We never got that back, did we? When they cancelled it after about 5 years.
What happened to the bonds?
Yeah.
What? Are you telling me that those bonds, you never got the money back?
That hybrid was supposed to be mine for 50 years, wasn't it? They wouldn't even let me take it away. Because it's some fucking toxic thing.
That's exactly it.
As far as I'm aware,
for a toxic scene, and then they get back to you.
He's been knocking on someone's flat for the last 6 weeks, going, "Oh, I want your fucking toilet seat."
Yeah. I do think things like this, all this sort of stuff. I mean, if people are mug enough not to see through it, I'm sorry, then. You know, it's a bit like buying Sky or watching Arsenal away, really.
But
you know,
also,
get a quality of life.
The esteemed publisher of The Gooner, Mike Francis, I read one of his tweets today, And he was saying, I don't
what,
like...
He's at Mike Francis, or...
Oh, I think he's called Guna, is it? That's I think that's Mike, isn't it? Is that... Yeah, he's on the Twitter anyway. He's on there, and he said, I don't like the negativity about the fan share scheme, whatever it's called. Fans, get behind it. So, we obviously don't like it.
No, Steve, will you be cutting yourself in?
I won't be. I mean, good luck to people that do. Fine, you know, but I don't see what benefit I get out of it. When you got... It's mine off. We've got 29% of 100% of all the shares.
28%.
Cronky's got 29. Lady Nina, we can't even shift her 16% or whatever. You know, and they've even got seats on the board. What hope is there for someone who's got 100th of one share?
Kev, our esteemed editor, Kevin Witcher, is here as always. Kev, I'm really, really torn. I mean, I'm a member of the AOSA and the AST. I'm giving serious consideration to investing in FanShare. I'm guessing you have.
I think I would buy one, because basically it's a symbolic gesture.
Stop me and buy one.
A gesture to who?
Yourself.
To me? Well, what
no,
am I
no,
going
to... me.
Oh, to yourself?
I'm not buying yours.
What, are you doing? You're trying to prove to yourself you're more of an Arsenal fan?
No. I'm not trying to prove anything.
Why don't you get a tattoo? It'll cost you less, and you just have a little Arsenal tattoo on your arm.
Well, all I'm saying is I am in favour of the principle, okay, of fan ownership, okay? Now, I admit that Arsenal being owned by the supporters is pie in the sky. But for £100, you know, I'm willing to support a scheme whose ideal is that we become like Barcelona or Real Madrid. So I think there's no harm in it. There's no rip-off. You know what you're getting.
Well, what are you actually getting?
You're getting a symbolic, tiny chunk of
Arsenal
Football Club. It's like basically...
You're just losing £100, Kev.
Well, okay.
Can't you spend it on, I don't know...
Well, think what you spent £100 on, Basti.
Brazilian women! Yeah! Well, that's bloody worth it, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything's relative, you know. You make your choices. But, I mean, all I will say is that I think the scheme is sound in principle. It's not ripping anyone off. It's saying that you will own a little bit of Arsenal, which is true. Technically, you will.
Spiritually, we all own a little bit of us.
Well, oh, yes. Christ. Spiritually, we're all rich.
Money.
We come
in the world without it.
That ain't
going to
get you a Mercedes Benz, is it? You know. So,
but don't you own shares anyway, Kev?
I tell you what, I've got a story there, all right? I was going to buy some about 10 years ago. I made the call to the brokers. The guy who was dealing with it wasn't there. I said, okay, here's my number, ring me back. There were £1,500 at the time. I never chased it. I was just too busy. He never rung me back. And I didn't get a share.
Mike's got one, though.
I thought you had a share.
I'll tell you what I do think we all own a part of is arsenalisation.
Oh, yeah. Steve, you read my mind. Read my mind.
Oops, let's get on to the real chump here.
I absolutely love arsenalisation.
Yeah, it looks great. The Gunners.
And that doesn't cost a penny.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Yeah,
on Saturday, like in my new seat, Block 98. Brilliant, loved it. Walk out. 1930 FA Cup team on the wall, you know, in black and white and red alternate shirts. Framed pictures of every club captain ever.
Yep.
Pictures of Cesc Fabregas scoring AC Milan.
And a giant mural that reads, "We are the North Bank Arsenal."
Wall.
Yeah.
David Danskin, founder of Arsenal.
Yeah, and I loved it when I left. I went down the stairs and it said, "This is the East Stand." What was it?
Yeah, the East Stand Highbury.
This is the North Bank. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean,
the clock, albeit, yet again, probably the fourth or fifth.
But it's a perfect replica, albeit four times the size.
Love it. I just love to see it up there. It's just great. Apparently, some fans didn't like it. They thought it was didn't fit or what. No, someone on the radio somewhere said it was, I mean, get a life. It's the clock.
I'll tell you what.
Well, ask
the inside of Arsenal Stadium, I haven't been to every stadium, but I'd kind of hedge a bet that it is the best looking inside of a stadium anywhere in the world.
I agree.
And the outside isn't bad either now. I love all the players up Radford, everyone arm in arm all the way round.
Yeah.
I mean, it's becoming home. I wouldn't even mind calling it Highbury again as fans now. I think the Ashburton Grove thing never really took off. You know, I think it's all right to call it Highbury, but I would definitely just call it Arsenal Stadium. because that's what it is. It's Arsenal Stadium. And did you know, I've said this before, but for those who've not heard this before, a European match,
yep.
It doesn't say Emirates anywhere, and yep. on the screens inside it says, Welcome to Arsenal Stadium. So that means that's what it actually is.
Well, let's just call it Arsenal Stadium.
Arsenal Stadium it is. Here, here.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, it's slowly starting to feel like home with the huge cannon on the east stand lower seats where the red's been taken out for whites, with all the trophies around the inside. The murals and the arsenalisation in the concourses, I think, is fantastic.
And the new kit's lovely.
It's an Arsenal kit. It's a red shirt with white sleeves.
Shame the socks. Mm. Shame they weren't red,
they
should, really.
Yeah, yeah. They should be red socks or red and white, or black and white hoops,
black
ideally.
Oh,
yeah.
I dream of a black and white hoops.
I mean, it's almost starting to feel like home and as though we're getting our Arsenal back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mark seems to be the voice of scepticism here.
Oh. They've done a great job this season. Obviously, he's dissing about his transfers, but to be fair to him, he's trying to put a bit of Arsenal back into the stadium and fair dues to the bloke. But it's not Highbury.
It never will be.
It can't be, can it?
No.
It's still bigger and better than Highbury.
It's next door to Highbury.
It's bigger and better than Highbury.
Well, no, it might be. As much as we might love it, as much as the stadium might be better, Steve, but to me, it's not where I grew up. It's not where I watch my football.
No.
It can never have the emotional resonance to me. Perhaps for some little kid going now, that would be their football ground to them, but it's not my ground.
I'll tell you one thing's for sure. The old clock end, all that Tottenham shirt rubbish under the goal or whatever. You know how we've always had really bad first halves and we can't score in the three goals in the first half, first game with the clock there.
That's
can't be bad, can
it? Damn straight. Have you got three goals up that end in the first half?
Well, I don't know. I don't think we ever have we?
No, it's our clock trumps your shitty chicken on a basketball football
fantastic.
Shirt, you bunch of wankers.
But what still got me is no one was singing chicken with the clock end or the North Bank.
That'll they were before the game, a little bit.
There was no songs at all, apart from the Blackpool fans singing for the entire match,
singing
making us look like mugs once again.
Just got to mention this, and I'm sorry to interject.
I've got to say,
I always said that the Spurs' new stadium, this wonderful new stadium they're going to put forward for the 2018 World Cup, they were going to move into at the start of next season, was an April Fool's joke, right?
Yep.
2 years down the line, they still haven't even got planning permission. They have not built one brick. They've not bought one house. They've not commissioned one builder. The whole fucking thing is a dead duck.
This calls for a let's all laugh at Tottenham. Let's all laugh at Tottenham. La 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 la. Ooh. La 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 la. Ooh. Let's all laugh at Tottenham. Let's all laugh at Tottenham. La 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 la. Ooh.
And when they see the Emirates with the Arsenal, the players linking arms outside, the steps, they must be fucking sick.
No, I've had one. He's told me.
Yeah.
He said, I'll drive past your stadium all the time. I've got to admit, it's quite something, he said.
Yeah.
So there you go. Inside.
Up your side.
Yeah, he said, I hate to admit it, but I'm really impressed. And
Not some disgusting shack in the middle of a really manky northeast London housing estate like they have to play in. Fuck them all. And of course, Elvis has been swapped as our run out music.
Oh, yeah, I got in late because I was selling The Gooner, your favourite fanzine.
It was. It's been replaced by the Fatboy Slim song we used to use in the last couple of years at Highbury.
I'm glad the office is gone.
I'm glad it's
not fucking Kasabian, who somehow have become the soundtrack to British music.
I quite like that Rolling Stones. What was the Rolling Stones song that was out?
Give Me Shelter.
No, there was one. I can't remember what it was.
Painted Brown Sugar.
There was one Stones song that worked pretty well.
Was it Satisfaction?
Or Jumbo
Jack
Flash?
Eh? Scar Me Up? Nah, can't remember now, but it was played before a game. And they only played a bit of it last season. I thought, oh, that would be good at the beginning. I can't remember. No, it was a bit...
I like the way they played Moving On Up at the end.
I think it was Sympathy for the Devil, actually, yeah. It was a bit rock and roll, you know. But anyway, Right Here, Right Now has got to be better than... I mean, Elvis, really, that never really...
Oh God, no! In fairness, I could see what they were trying to do with it, but it was just never going to happen.
It was all that sentimental.
Yeah,
they're still playing it; they're not running out to it.
Before we go, for those of you unaware out there in Gooner world, we are soon to have our first Gooner podcast baby. Mark Ollington is set to become a dad soon, and whether he likes it or not, I'd like to start a competition. No, it's just the way he dresses.
It's the way he talks about little boys like Theo.
What about
all
the six I got?
Okay. All I wanted to do was name the baby Ollington after your favourite Arsenal player, Caesar Ollington.
Yeah.
Heaney Ollington.
Yeah, you're gonna get two
but Nate Ollington. Charlie Ollington.
Charlie Ollington's a good one.
Charlie George Ollington. Because then you got Charlie George and George Graham sort of thrown in.
Unless you go Jens Lauren Ashley. Patrick, Colo Martin, Solzia, awesome. Robert, Arsene, Thierry, Dennis, Ollington.
I'll just take out the Ashley Betley visit.
You've got Liam.
Actually, Liam's a great one.
Liam Ollington.
In all seriousness, Dave, I am considering the name Dennis, so the wife's not keen. But well, why not? Dennis Ollington. What's not surprising.
Dennis Ollington is a great name for him.
Johnny Ollington.
Johnny Ollington. After Johnny.
John Lafford, your favourite racist.
Well, yeah, Johnny Ollington.
Ollie.
Ollie.
Ollie Ollington.
Hey. Ollie, after the famous Arsenal fan.
Whoa, Ollie, 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 Ollie,
Ollie, Ollie. Did anyone ever sing that to you when you were at school, perhaps?
No.
No? Is that the first time you ever heard it?
How about Mark Jr.?
Well, as in Mark Overmars, a tribute to him, like the other gay football player.
Allegedly.
He was gay, wasn't he? Mark Overmars?
No, I don't think he was, actually. Neither was Sol.
We don't have gay players at Arsenal.
Strangely enough, neither was
Sol
either, was he?
No, of course he wasn't. There was all the media again. Look, what is the matter with you lot? Do you actually believe the shit you read in the paper?
Yeah, but Arsenal probably is, though, isn't he?
Look, there is a World War II bomber on the moon. I read it in
the school. There is, it's in the Daily Mail. No, the Daily Hate Mail, they're still living in the Second World War. Apparently we're still at war with Germany, according to them.
You know the inside track on a lot of things, David.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Have Arsenal ever had any gay players?
Statistically, they must have done.
The ones that you know of?
Statistically, they must have.
Crikey, I could run for the coalition government.
I don't think we should discuss that. I actually don't know.
No. Based on one particular rumour, yes, but...
It's a rumour, isn't it?
We'll wait until we turn this one off. Okay, there's just time for the usual reminder that our email address is goonapodcast@gmail.com.
Before we go, Dave.
Yes.
Who is that gay player?
You know, who are the two players? you know, there was a court injunction for England players last week.
Yeah.
As an English player, we're having more affairs than chugging prostitutes. Yeah. Do you know who those two players are?
Yes, I do.
Who are they?
Hang on a minute, hang on.
Legal reasons.
No, I do know, but he's not going to say it. There's time for
is it Jermaine Defoe?
There is time for our usual reminder. I'm going to say no to everything you ask.
But very quickly, the Harry Enfield sketch, go onto YouTube and watch Harry Enfield, Arsenal of the 30s, watches Liverpool of the modern, well, the 90s. And
it's like the ball was stuck to his feet.
Yeah, they were pulling the shorts down at the end as well. So that one was gay. Him.
Yeah, he was. Charlie.
Charles, the Arsenal captain. But when they give it to Finney on the wing, and look what he's doing now. Exactly what he was doing earlier.
Okay, there is just time for the usual reminder. Our email address is goonapodcast@gmail.com. If you've got any ideas for new chants, email them in and we'll have a crack at them next time around. Thanks again to our sponsors,
GoonaShirts.com.
And a reminder that the next issue of the Gooner, the second one this season, will be on sale at the Bolton match on the second weekend in September. And if you can't make the game, it's all available from the Gooner shop section on www.onlinegooner.com. www.onlinegooner.com.
And if you can't make the game, unlike Bestie, don't forget to watch it on telly.
Unless you just want to have a tidy... I'll do an Alan Shearer. I tidy my flat and then watch Match of the Day.
We'll be back towards the back end of September. Until then, my many, many thanks to the panel. My name is David Udo and thank you for listening.
La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-dee, all good friends and jolly good company. Hooray!
Sesc is priceless, Sesc is magic. If she leaves us, it would just be tragic. So we have to ask ya. Sesc now needs to go to Barca.